I just seen a light flash.
Let's see if that's her. I don't know where Elaine's at.
Elaine.
Elaine. She is actually,
she lives right up above where the houses are on one road.
Yeah, the house is on the street.
Yeah, where Joe Fulbright's.
Yeah, above Joe Fulbright's road.
Yeah.
And them houses. She's actually like cousins with Christy.
Oh.
Her daddy. And we're brothers. There she is.
I thought I seen a flash, but I didn't see her car.
Okay. So I don't know. How are you?
Good to see you made it this morning, Elaine.
I did make it, but I barely made it.
Barely's better than none at all, ain't it?
Hey, I'm Teresa.
Okay, everybody, please stand. For a minute, we did pledges before we start, so. Okay, here you go. Okay. I pledge allegiance to the Bible, God's holy word. A lamp unto my feet, a light unto my path, its words lie high in my heart, that I might not sin against God. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, crucified, risen, and come again, the life and liberty to all who believe. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Amen.
All right, folks.
First of all, this morning, I'd like to make a welcome our visitors.
Amen.
Jeremy and his family. We just pray that you'll find it being blessed to be with us this morning. We're just a little old country church. We ain't fancy. We just love the Lord and want to just to continue to serve and bless Him. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, the Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson family, Carol Buff. Do pray for Carol. He's still having an awful rough time. Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Geraldine Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buff, Jeremy Jones and family, Frank and Luann and family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly, Lewis, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill, Devin Potty, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger, Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Bubb, Salvador, Teresa Smith, Michael Kluby, Miss Barger, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, the little girl from Preacher Johnny Hicks' church. Let's remember her, Barbara Pitts, and let's remember Debbie. She's not here this morning, so let's pray for them. All right. Has anybody got any names that needs to be added to the list? What you got, Teresa?
Let's see, me and Rachel Hale name.
Okay.
S-I-D-N-E-Y. Rachel's R-A-C-H-E.
Say that, spell cities again.
S-I-D-N-E-Y.
And Rachel.
I'm not sure how to spell that. R-A-C-H-E-L-L-E, I think.
Okay.
It's H-A-L-E.
Okay, that would be, that's Christie's, that's Teresa's father-in-law, mother-in-law, so just remember them. All right, anyone else? What you got?
I think Barbara Pitt said you could take her off, but she's out and been doing okay.
Okay, so Barbara's first been answered, so let's remember that. All right.
Aunt Louise has much better if you go back to work.
Oh, so we can take Louis off as well?
Yeah.
Let me find it again.
Like you said, answer prayers when we get to take somebody off.
Yeah, it's good when we get to take names off. Oh, let's be careful. All right. Good. All right, anyone else? Didn't you say you went and visited Germany?
No, I called her.
You called her? Oh, that's right, she didn't answer, okay. And you went and seen Kenny. Kenny's doing...
Yes.
Kenny's doing good, that's good.
Yes.
Can I tell you what I...
asked him, said, are you wanting to go home now? He said he didn't really say nothing, but he didn't say.
Yeah.
So he's all right with it now, that's what he's going to say.
Okay, that's good.
I was going to go.
I tell you, Kenny's been through a hard time, so let's just continue to pray for Kenny. All right. This morning. All right. Does anybody got anything on your heart before we come and pray?
I just wanted to thank the Lord for saving me. Thank you, the Lord, for many blessings He gave to us. And thank you for taking care of my family.
Thank you, Lord, for saving me also. And I'd like to thank you for always being there to guide me. When I'm not here on these roads, it keeps me safe.
Jeremy, this is my sister. It's the truck driver that I keep telling you about. They're in for...
We'll be leaving out tomorrow.
Where are you headed?
It's not Wisconsin. Up north.
Okay. Northwest.
I'm thinking it's... Wisconsin, I'm thinking.
Okay.
Go ahead, Brenda.
I need anybody to pray that court will go through tomorrow and that our daughter can stay on with us.
Amen. Just remember that. Anyone else this morning? Okay. If not, I want to give you a report on Christie. We went to a guy. Gastroenterologist, you know, intestinal doctor. One day last week, and they're wanting to do an upper GI, and they're wanting to do something. They can't do a colostomy because of the way her body is, but they're going to do something to look at the lower part. They can't do that until she has a stress test, because that doctor don't want to put any stress on the heart. But we did go to the family doctor, and we found out, got a little bit more information on really what's going on. What's making her so tired and stuff is the fact that she's anemic. And she is losing blood somewhere. So... they're expecting stomach ulcers. They didn't diagnose that one time, so just continue to pray for her. Her problem, even though she's having all this AFib and congestive heart failure, that ain't her problem. The losing the blood is her problem. That's what's making her so tired, weak, not being able to, you know. I took her to the doctor twice this week, and it's a challenge. Just to get her in and out of the car.
let alone into the doctor's office, especially where they don't have wheelchairs. So just continue to pray for her.
With my mom, they thought she was losing blood. It was actually her body wasn't made of blood.
Yeah.
My mom's work. So we'll continue to pray that God will make, if he needs to make extra blood for Christy, whatever.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. They haven't found any traces of any blood coming out. So it could be the same thing. But, you know, just pray for her that, you know, that woman's miserable. And, you know, it's like I keep telling you, I hate having to come to church without her. Because that woman loves church. She wants to be here, and she can't. And it's killing her. In fact, she can't go. And so I just pray that the Lord will get her strong enough to where she can start coming back to the house of the Lord. Now, I did have her out at the doctor, and she kept on insisting she wanted to go to the grocery store with me. So on the way back from the doctor, we stopped there at the food line in Startown, and she made it through the store. And the time I got her back to the car, buddy, she was gone. The rest of the day, she didn't do nothing. So, you know, I guess she got out and got to see what daylight looks like, and she wanted more of it. But you do pray for her. I mean, pray for me. This is as hard on me sometimes as I think it is her. I mean, she's the one going through the suffering and pain, but it's hard. You know, when we first started this working for ourselves, you know, she went with me a lot. I was actually, Brother Hat, I was kidding her last night. I told her, I said, you know, I miss you going with me. I mean, I know I got Hat going with me now, but it ain't the same. But, you know, I do appreciate the fact that the Lord has got Brother Hat there to help me and, you know, the fellowship and not being somewhere all day by myself. Companionship, fellowship means a lot.
Yes.
Having someone to talk to and to listen to, and it means a lot. And I thank God for all the blessings he's given me. You know, I could sit here and complain all day long, but I want to take just a moment and thank God for what he has done for me.
Amen.
Amen. The special people he's put in the life. The ones that I know, I can ask them to pray. I know they're praying.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. All the candles come and pray this morning. We'll have a few songs. Good to have our piano picker with us this morning.
Paper?
Picker. Piano picker. Do you remember that's what they all thought? Piano picker.
You pick a good card on the piano.
Oh, Heavenly gracious Father, we thank you this morning. It's a beautiful day that you give us. Lord, we thank you for this place that you give us, that we can come this morning together in fellowship and in love and in harmony. Lord, one mind, one accord. Lord, where we can worship you and praise your holy name. Give thanks to you for the things that you've done for us throughout the week, throughout our lives. Lord, we thank you today, Lord, for this prayer list, that you've chosen us, Lord, to be the ones, to be the spokesman to you for these people's names on this list. We take each and every name as being important. We want to call out to you now, Lord, that you will take the focus on this list. And Lord, that you lay your hand upon whatever need they have. Lord, we pray this morning for all these spoken requests. Lord, we just pray, God, that you will take and bless and touch each one of them. God, we pray for this family with this little girl. God, we know that they love her. And Lord, we pray, God, that you lay your hand upon it, Lord, and you keep this little one in their home, or mom and daddy, where she belongs. Lord, we know that the world out there has got much power. They use that power in ways that, God, is not right. But God, we know this morning that you have the ultimate power. And no matter what they do, whatever they say, God, your decision is the one that will be done. No matter what they do, Lord, we know in our hearts and our souls that, God, whatever you think is right is what you'll do. And whatever they think or whatever they do doesn't matter. What matters this morning, Lord, is what you do. And we put our faith and trust this morning in you. And God, we pray, Lord, that you'll touch this request. And God, we pray, Lord, for this church, that you bless us and help us. Give us, Lord, this morning what we need to worship and praise and honor you. Lord, help us as we stand this morning to sing these songs. And Lord, we pray, God, this morning that your will be done here. And everything is done here this morning. We pray your prayer, your power upon this church. In Jesus' name we do humbly pray. Amen.
I
see if we can do this without getting all messed up. 235.
To North Main, is that Victory in Jesus?
No, it's, he set me free.
For 235?
235, yeah.
Our newborn baby. the living, yes, because he lives.
Let's see where we're going.
He's so like me. He's so like me. When I just need someone to talk to peace out west there, to hear my prayer. Each time I call him, and on my knee, he will supply my thirsty soul and satisfy. Because he is the Lord all over his soul. I need, he come for me when I worry. He see every pain, feel my living's lonely, tired and tired again. He's my soul, inspiration, my heart, concentration. He's my everything. He's all I need. He's all I need. I need not turn to any other, because he's a friend who's closer than a brother. And on this friend, I can relate to be my strength when times has gone. Because he's the Lord all of us, he's all I need. He come for me when I'm worried. He see every pain, feel my deepest lonely, tired and tired again. He's my soul, inspiration, my heart, concentration, he's my everything. He's all I need.
Maybe this one from this book.
382.
Yeah, I couldn't get any money in that book.
He's a wolf. In the power so truly, is a word to the close of the day. I shall see the beginning and his beauty when I go the last mile the way. When I go the last mile the way, I will read at the close of the day, and I know that you're that way me. When I go, then I smile the way. If for Christ I proclaim the glad story, he's as if for he take on his praise. I am sure he will show me his glory when I go the last mile of way. When I go the last mile of way, I will read at the close of the day. And I know that you're the way me when I go. Hey, let's smile the way. Hear the dear us with that may be saviors. Tears of sorrow I see every day. But no sin, no sin for change all direction of heaven. When I go, then I smile the way. When I go, then I smile the way. I will wear all the clothes of the day. And I know that you're just the way me. When I go, then I smile the way. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise you. Anyone else this morning with a song?
Okay. You gonna do one?
Yes.
church.
Shake my hand and point.
No, okay.
So I'm not gonna let you, my love.
Sorry.
I'm waiting for you. I said, where's church? Where's church?
I'm sorry.
Okay, we got a great meeting first on Facebook, so I want to go ahead and read this list again where those folks can be praying for these folks as well. Joseph Smith, Scotty Smith, Linda Johnson family, Zane Hudson, Carol Love, Buddy Weaver, Andrew Morgan, Kenny Brown, Jolene Schrantz, Gladys Keegan, Dallas Keegan, Randy Winstead, Christy Morgan, Debbie, Maddie, Dorothy Buck, Jeremy Jones and family, Larry Burns and family, Kayla, Anna, Addie, Heatherly, Kelly Pruitt, Emily, Jan Ebel, Bill, Devin, Mark Thomas, Morgan Little, Rosa, Wanda Dellinger. By the way, Wanda Dellinger has a birthday today. Happy birthday. Lucy Chapman, Clay, Ernie Bug, Salvador, Teresa Smith, Michael Poopy, Miss Barger, Jesse Sigmund, Kim Sigmund, a little girl at Johnny Hicks' church, and Sydney and Rachel.
Sydney and Rachel.
Hey, so let's remember all those folks. All right, this morning we're going to be in the book of 2 Thessalonians. Don't need a Bible, we got some extra ones laying around here. Chapter number 2. Thessalonians chapter 2. Okay, preacher, have your prayer for us.
Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you for your word, Lord. We just pray that you honor it, Lord, use it, and convict our hearts, Lord. Show us, Lord, where we fail you, where we need you, Lord God. We need you in all things, Lord. I just pray you just bless us, Lord, and help us, Lord. Move in our hearts, Lord. Fill the preacher, use him, Lord. Give us what you have for us, Lord, today. Jesus will be glorified. Amen.
Amen. You may be seated. My thought for this morning is a great falling away. Boy, are we living in a time of a great falling away. There's a big upcoming event coming up this week. Anybody, can anybody tell me what that great event is? The eclipse. If I'm not mistaken, it's tomorrow. Folks are excited about darkness taking over lightness. Think about it. You know, if you're in the right area of the path that they call, whatever that path is they call it, you got the better chance of seeing the sun almost completely blotted out. Darkness taking over lightness. And I'll tell you what, we're in a world where the darkness likes to try to take over the lightness. But I want to give you this thought just for a minute. You think about looking at that eclipse. If you're in the area without it raining, when that happens, all you're going to see is just a small band of light around that shadow. But what does that tell you? The darkness didn't completely take over the light. The light is still there. Glory to God. I want you to think about that in the church. And let it excite you a little bit. You know, this world is all wrapped up in trying to make darkness take over lightness. The light. They're flocking to that one part of the country, of the United States, where they can see the darkness take over the light. But the light is going to still shine through. And at the end, that light will still be there.
Amen.
The darkness will have to flee. Now this morning, I'm looking for the light.
Amen.
And that light being Jesus. Not only is he the light in this world, but glory to God, he is the light in my next world. I'm not going to be in that place of ultimate darkness. I'm going to be in that place where Jesus is the light.
Amen.
You read over in Revelations chapter 20, 22, 21. I think it's 22. Talks about that city, B21. That city. That there ain't going to be no need for the moon or the sun. Because it says Jesus is the light.
Amen.
You're not seeing no eclipses up there. Because there is no darkness in heaven.
Amen.
There's no gloom. There's no despair. But we're going to start reading here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. It says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him." He's coming. Church, and we're going to gather to him. Amen. This is a promise. John 14. If I go, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come and I will receive you unto myself. Amen.
Amen.
That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, neither by word, neither by the letter as from us, as the day of Christ is at hand. Folks, it don't matter when it is that Jesus is coming back to get the church. Each and every moment, we get closer to that day. You know, you have all these ones that say, saying that the Lord is going to come this way, this is a sign for that. You know, they showed on a map of the United States where in 2017, I believe it was, one of those eclipses went this way, and this one is coming in 2024 is going to go that way, and it's going to make a big cross over the United States, and they talk about the cities of Nineveh, and you know, all these, they're looking for signs and wonders of the coming of the Lord. When the Lord Jesus tells us out of his own mouth, in his own words, he says, no man knows the day of the coming of the Son of Man. No man knows. Not even Jesus himself knows when he's coming back. He's sitting there right now, Lord God Church, on the right hand of the Father, and he is waiting for him to tell him to get up and come back and get his bride. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. We don't need signs and wonders. He's coming when he comes.
That's right.
As a thief in the night. Know when he's coming. He don't know when he's coming. Only the Father himself knows the day and the time of the Lord's return. You can look at all the earthquakes. You can look at all the what's going on in the sky, what's happening with the earth, the floods, the rains, the burnings, the mudslides. You can look at all these hurricanes. You can look at all these. These are not signs and wonders of God coming back. It's works of the Lord. A hurricane can't just become a hurricane because it wants to be. It's part of God's plan. It's his handiwork. When Jesus left, what did he tell us to do? He says, to look up, to wait, to be prepared. He told us to go out into the hedges and highways and to compel them into the house of the Lord, to prepare those folks that's out there in the world for his coming. Too many Bible scholars out there just coming up with all kinds of things, and people just, you know, I watched some poor, well, I don't know what that poor woman was doing on Facebook, but I mean, it was YouTube, talking about this eclipse, you know. Well, I didn't say this, and I didn't say that, and I meant this, and I meant, folks, it's an eclipse. It's just an eclipse. It ain't no signs and wonders. I mean, yeah, God might be. I mean, that's his handiwork. Just like the hurricane. Or just like, you know, them little Easter lilies popping up out of the snow and coming to a big yellow bloom. The same work that brought that little Easter lily up makes the moon go in between the sun and the earth. No one knows the day of his coming. Verse number 3, it says, Let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first. And we are in that falling. Look, this church, you get a hold of 100 people. Church up the street could probably hold, I've seen that church up the street. Come here. I've seen them, glory to God, have revivals there, and they would have the windows open, and people pull their car up next to the church and sit on the hood of their car and listen through the preacher through the windows. The parking lot would be full. The cars going up and down Winder Road couldn't even get by her. For all the cars. Now look this morning. A great falling away.
Yes.
I'm 61 years old. I was 16 then. In those amount of times, look at the falling away that we've had in the house of God. Not just this church. I've talked to people in big churches where they have 450 people on a Sunday. Now they're lucky to have 200. Folks, I know 200 people in one church is a lot of people. But they're down 250 people. And it's all because of one person. The Antichrist. Or the devil. The devil. Not the accent, the Antichrist is here now. It's the devil. It's his work. That great falling away has come through him. He's deceived. It says here in verse number 3, let no man deceive you. Let no one deceive you. But the devil is out deceiving folks each and every day. We're living in a world, glory to God, it is this, you know, they're deceived. And that man of sin is the devil. To be revealed, the son of perdition, who oppressed and exalted himself above all that is called God. Folks, remember what you've learned in Sunday school? How the devil in heaven, an angel of heaven, the light bearer, the most beautiful angel in heaven, placed himself before God, convinced one third of the angels in heaven to follow after him. He deceived the angels first. Well, first of all, he deceived himself. Then the angels. Now he's down here deceiving this world. Trying to make himself a god. And he's being worshipped, trust me. He is being worshipped. The devil has got as many worshipers, probably more than the Lord's God in this world. And that he is worshipped. Do you see that? He is worshipped. So that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. Paul's done told these people. One time, hey, look, you're going to be deceived. They're going to try to deceive you. They're going to try their best. This world, the devil is not a world full of deceivers. They will lie to you. They will cheat you. They will bring false accusations. However you say the word, against you. They will deceive others to bring them against you. Amen?
Amen.
We, this morning, we need to get close to God. Folks, we need to snuggle up. I mean, just get as close to God as we can get. To get strength from Him. Because the only strength that there is in this world this morning, the only strength there is that can beat this enemy is God. You look at it. All those angels in heaven went to war to fight against the red dragon. And the red dragon was cast to the earth. Into the earth. He's done being defeated one time already. And if you get down to the last page of the Word of God, you'll find again that the devil will be that he will be defeated the last time. Him, his angels, his followers will all be cast into the lake of fire forever and ever to never return. And all of us that have stood for God, who stood brave in the battle, our rewards is to be with Him there in that new city, Jerusalem, on a new earth. Glory to God. I'm not going to get finished with this morning. I'll come back tonight and pick up where I left off. But I want you to, if you don't know anything else, if you haven't learned anything else this morning, I want you to know this. That the only way you're going to conquer in this world, the only way that you're going to get out of here, is through God.
Amen.
Putting your faith and trust in Him. Turning your life completely over to Him. Standing in His army. Fighting with His people together. Folks, that's the only way we're going to come out. Is standing with Him. Yes, the devil is big. He is powerful. He is a deceiver. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. But glory to God, this morning we know, we've read the last page, we've seen the last day man wrote in the Word of God. And we know that we're going to be victors. And the devil and his crowd is going to be losers. Oh, they might be making big brags down here now. They might be doing bad things and getting by with it, so you think. But I'm going to tell you something. The Bible says, what thou sowest, thou shalt reap.
That's right. Amen.
They bring falsehoods against you. They try to persecute you, kill you, whatever it may be. Their rewards are going to be that lake of fire. You know the old saying, every dog has his day. Amen?
Amen.
Church, stand strong. Stand brave. They cut your head off, be like old Paul. Just let it fall. Amen?
Amen.
I know that's hard. That's hard preaching to say, you know, stand up and take your persecution like a man. But I'm going to tell you something. if they're brave enough to persecute the Lord Jesus Christ, who are we? Amen.
Amen.
All right, we'll see you this afternoon at 5 o'clock. And we'll pick back up right there. See if I got anything on your heart this morning. Okay, if not, Brother CJ, pray for us.
Thank you, Lord, for the message we just hear about. I hope you have someone for the Lord. And then we'll open up on the back seat tonight. Remember, definitely get for a while there. You know, say, if it's too late, make the church in God. Remember, church in God.
Amen. All right, we'll see you this afternoon. 5 o'clock.